And let us spend our time more worthwhile here for a little bit here. Nice to have with us the Executive Director of the Women's Resource Center, Lori DiPersio, who's going to chat with us about the Women's Resource Center. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great pleasure. Always an important topic and certainly never lacking in importance. It tends to get more attention with certain events going on. And is this issue in your organization getting more attention these days with all of the harassment incidents that are coming to the forefront by the minute and by the hour?
Mm. So that is an important topic, and we talk about it all the time at work. We know that many women in our country have been probably abused in some way in the workplace or in school. But what we focus on really for us is domestic violence in the home. And we try to really encourage people to come forward and talk with us if they need to.
Right.
We know during the holiday season, though, that people want to keep the peace in the home and not really cause havoc.
It really takes on a new dimension during this holiday time, the issue of domestic violence, which is in the home. The other business in the news is in the workplace. And that's an important point to keep in mind, because some of our discussions have kind of melded the two. And you are all about protecting women, but in a domestic violence situation, which comes from the home, which comes from people that are very, very close to them. And it's just a terrible situation. So especially this time of the year.
Right. So a lot of times, most people want to be loved, right?
Of course.
And so generally what happens is they fall in love with somebody, and it's very romantic usually at the beginning. And then all of a sudden it can become very toxic. And what happens is it becomes a cycle, and people will lash out towards a partner, and then they go through this, "Oh, I'm very sorry," and then they "I'll never do it again."
Mm-hmm.
And then they believe them because they remember the beginning of the relationship when it was all love and romantic and so forth. The victim always wants that to go back to that.
Who
and
doesn't?
So they stay.
Right.
Until it gets to a place where it's too much and something happens, something triggers.
Does it always escalate?
Generally, yes. In a
domestic situation. So there's, if the line has been crossed, and if there is violence, physical abuse,
mm-hmm.
Hitting or worse,
right.
Assault, so forth. Does it ever go away? Can there ever be? I'll never do it again. And is it never done again? Or is that the rare, rare exception?
That's very rare.
Really?
You really have to get counseling. And the victim has to go to counseling as well, because what happens is they repeat the pattern.
Yeah.
And unless you understand what that pattern is or what draws you to a person like that, you're never going to get out of that cycle. So it's mostly men, even though we do know women abuse their partner as well. Men have to go through a training program and often are told by the courts that they must go through a batter intervention program. And
wow.
Sometimes they do change.
It's possible
mm-hmm.
to change, just
yep.
not probable, and not the percentages are not with the batterer.
Yeah, unfortunately, it starts at a very young age. Children often witness domestic abuse in the home. And so if a child does not have any kind of counseling themselves, 80% of children will become a batterer or a victim of yeah. domestic violence.
Wow. Mm. And, of course, the Women's Resource Center is there. And tell us at what point you come into a situation like this.
Well, right away, if there's been an arrest made the next day, generally if it's a Monday through Friday, one of our court advocates are in court. And if there's been a domestic, then they are there in the court system with the client and walking them through that very hard situation of they're going to get a restraining order, and it's in place for 21 days, but then they have to come back and face the judge and so forth. So what our staff do is they offer programs and services, and they tell them, we have counseling available. It's free. If your child was involved or in the home while this was happening, We have counseling for children as well. Sometimes it gets to a place where they have to actually leave home. They want to just get away.
The victim.
Yes. And so we have a whole network of safe homes in the state of Rhode Island. And so we will, if they want to really leave and get out of the situation and don't want to be found, we can help them through that process as well.
Is it an issue, not to put a complicated problem into a simple solution, but it's 2017 and this is what we do around here. Is it possible, is it an issue of control?
Absolutely.
So it is possible to make it into a simple situation. It's an issue of control.
It's not power and control.
Power and control. It's mm-hmm. not. There are no other. Are there other ramifications? You know, I'm speaking in general terms, of course. But you know, we talk about the sexual this and the provocative that and the desire this and so forth and on has nothing to do with it.
Mm-mm.
Control.
It's all about power and control. And that's why what you're seeing in today's news is all these women are coming forward because that power and control was over them. And they were fearful of coming out for whatever reason, whether it be they're ashamed or they think of retaliation. And the same thing happens in the home.
Mm.
You know, they don't want to come forward because they're afraid. And oftentimes, too, there are children involved. And during
yes.
the holiday season, they want the home to be peaceful.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Everyone wants that, no question.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's someone maybe listening to our chat here, Lori DiPersio, who needs help mm-hmm. of the Women's Resource Center, how can someone reach the Women's Resource Center?
So they can absolutely come by our office. We have a drop-in center at 114 Toro Street, and we're there Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. They can come in. They can call our office. Our number is 846-5263, and they will be assigned a staff person to speak with them. And a lot of times people just want to talk. They don't want to necessarily do something right then and there, but they want to know what their options are. And so that's what we do. And we do a lot of safety planning with people.
Excellent. And now the other side of that is that your work goes on year-round and mm-hmm. support is needed. And how can someone help the Women's Resource Center in your good works?
Thank you for bringing that up. So we take donations online. We have a website that people can go to, which is wrcmbc.org. We do adopt a family program as well. And so we're asking people to donate gift cards to us. They can mail them right to 114 Toro Street in Newport. And if they want to, they can just call us up and we can take a credit card right over the phone.
So give us the website once again.
It's wrcnbc.org.
wrcnbc.org. And the phone number once again.
846-5263.
Excellent. All right. Well, certainly keep up the good work and we wish you the best, certainly for Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And just keep on. It's not easy.
It is not.
And unfortunately, your business does not show any signs of lagging in any way. And woods that things were different, maybe they will be someday. Glad to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All the best. Great pleasure. 1540 WADK and WADK.com.